Before I close, Baba has made a simple thing, and in his book called God in a Pill, you know, there has been a wave here of taking LSD and other types of stimulating drugs, hallucinating drugs, which seem to take us into an atmosphere, whereas our consciousness is widened and we seem to realize or see visions and experience the superconscious soul. And I'm told to see that now by government laws, I mean, this has been more or less stopped. Baba has got something to say. God cannot be obtained or achieved by taking pills, nor can be achieved by simply taking his name. But we have got to live our daily life constantly thinking of Baba, speaking of Baba, and living like Baba. In other words, we got to think, we got to speak, and we got to act as Baba would like us to do. That's the way we go to realize Baba in course of time. He has written a number of things here, but I was impressed for this evening's meeting, two or three of his quotes, which I would like to read here. Carrying on all worldly duties with a pure heart and clean mind and with equal acceptance of success or failure while remaining detached in the midst of intense activity is one of the ways of achieving Baba. Selfless service of humanity without thought of gain or reward is also another one. There are many others, but I think these two, I think, are easily possible for average men and women like us who are busy with our ordinary ways of life. The best of all forces which can overcome all difficulties on the way is the love that knows how to give without need to bargain for a return. Pure love is matchless in majesty. It has no parallel in power, and there is no darkness it cannot dispel. God only listens to the language of the heart and its message of love, which needs no ceremony or show, only silent devotion for the beloved. God is not understood in his essence until he is also understood as infinite love. Divine love is unlimited in its sense and expression because it is experienced by the soul through the soul itself. The sojourn of the soul is a thrilling divine romance in which the lover, who in the beginning is conscious of nothing but emptiness, frustration, superficiality, and the gnawing chains of bondage, gradually attains an increasingly fuller and freer expression of love, and ultimately disappears and merges into the divine beloved, to realize the unity of the lover and the beloved in the supreme and eternal fact of God as infinite love. So beautifully put by Baba himself. In other words, love of fellow beings and love of animals and all that is around us is the fundamental basis of realizing God. Because love makes you sacrifice. Love makes you surrender. Love makes you and gives you obedience. It gives you realization of your own self. Therefore, Baba is God, Baba is love, and love is God.